Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
So our article today is taking us to Belgium.
Woo.
What do you know about Belgium, Sam?
Okay, the only thing that comes to my mind is that mannequin piece.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, can you add more to that, Pat?
Well, their soccer team has been getting really good in recent years.
Okay.
Belgium also produces a lot of chocolate.
Yeah.
And Belgium is also the home of many of the European Union government buildings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anything else?
Well, they also quite like comic books there. Both Tintin and the Smurfs come from Belgium.
Okay, I didn't know that.
There you go.
So, have you ever been to Belgium?
No, I have to say I haven't. But maybe we'll read something in this article that will make us all want to go there. Let's take a look.
Reading. Buried in flowers at Brussels Grand Place. It's summer in Brussels, Belgium, and the air is sweet with the smell of flowers at the Grand Place. That's because every other year, this historic center is covered with a fresh and colorful flower carpet of begonias. The amazing arrangement is huge. 77 meters by 24 meters. Nearly 1 million begonias are used and put in place by more than 100 gardeners. The striking sight draws visitors to the Grand Place for a memorable stroll across its grounds. Many spend evenings there as well, staying for the concerts that are held nightly, along with modern sound and light shows. The theme for the event is chosen by the non-profit organization Tapis de Fleurs. The group is made up of artists, designers, and other creative workers who work together on a committee. This team spends a year planning for the occasion. Together, they choose the flower carpet's design, which colors to use, and how many flowers to buy.
So the article begins by saying, it's summer in Brussels, Belgium, and the air is sweet with the smell of flowers at the Grand Place.
Now we find out why it smells like flowers here. The article says that's because every other year this historic center is covered with a fresh and colorful flower carpet of begonias.
Begonias, a kind of flower, and these flowers are very bright and colorful.
Okay, cover 这个动词呢，它当作名词哦，可以指书的封面。那我们这边呢是当作动词呢，它就盖起来的意思。例如呢 ，cover my eyes， 把我的眼睛遮起来。那这边呢，什么东西 is covered with 另一个东西，就表示呢被覆盖。那这边呢，就是指在这个比利时呢布鲁塞尔这边呢，它呢就会被花海来覆盖。被什么花呢？这边看到这个单词 begonia， 我们中文呢就是说秋海棠。
We also saw the adjective historic, spelled H-I-S-T-O-R-I-C, historic.Which means it's famous or important in history. For example, maybe something important happened there, or maybe it's just been there for a very long time. For example, the Tower of London in London is a historic building for both of those reasons.
Okay, 好的，你应该能认识 history 这个字了。History 这个字就是历史。那它和今天的单字 historic 长得很像，也很有关系哦。Historic 呢，就是它的形容词，表示呢非常具有历史意义的、哦。比方说，像刚刚 Pat 举例说呢，这个 Tower of London 这个伦敦塔呢，它就是一个非常具有历史意义的一个建筑物。好 ，Okay, let's find out more about these flowers. The article says the amazing arrangement is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 77 meters by 24 meters. That is pretty big. So when we use something by something, we're giving the dimensions of it. We're saying like how long and how wide. 77 meters by 24 meters. So that's bigger than, that's like two or three swimming pools basically、
yeah?
together.And this is an arrangement, okay? Arrangement is spelled A-R-R-A-N-G-E-M-E-N-T. A-N-G-E-M-E-N-T, arrangement. And in our article, an arrangement means a thing that has been arranged or set up in a neat or attractive way. In this case, the flowers. The arrangement is the way they are organized and presented.
好，我们先看一下动词 arrange。arrange 这个动词呢，表示安排。例如呢，我们说 arrange a meeting， 安排一场会议。那这边看到它的名词 arrangement， 表示呢，我们中文一样说安排哦。那呢，被安排好的东西呢，就是排好的、整齐的、干净的。所以呢，它就是指我们这个排场，指这个花是怎么被安排的。另外呢，课文这边就是说我们的课文被排得很整齐、很漂亮。那它是怎么样的一个 arrangement， 怎么样的一个安排呢？它呢是有77公尺宽哦，然后有77公尺长，并且24公尺宽。所以你看到这个长宽高，你看到它 by 就是表示前面讲的是长，后面讲的是宽哦。Okay, to make it organized must make a lot of work.
Yeah,
our article says nearly 1 million begonias are used and put in place by more than 100 gardeners.
Okay, so if something is put in place, it's put where it needs to go. Okay, and it takes 100 gardeners to do this job because there are nearly 1 million of the flowers. So next, we hear about the effect of this huge flower arrangement. This is how it looks to people who come to see it. The article says, the striking sight draws visitors to the Grand Place for a memorable stroll across its grounds. So we've got a few words to look at here in this sentence. The first is striking, S-T-R-I-K-I-N-G, striking, which means something that gets people's attention easily and causes them to look at it. These flowers are so striking, so attractive, that they draw people to the Grand Place. Now, to draw someone to something is today's shortcut for you. So let's learn more from our extra dialogue.
Shortcut for you.
What are you going to get from the store?
Well, I think I'm going to get one of those mosquito lights. Mosquitoes love me, so I need something that can keep them away.
So you're going to turn a light on?
Not just any light. I'm looking for the product that draws mosquitoes to it and then kills them with its electricity.
Wait, what? You're going to buy something that will help you draw mosquitoes to death?
No! To draw somebody to something means to pull someone or something toward someone or something else.
I see. So to draw somebody to something means 吸引点点点。
Exactly.
Oh, look! A sale!
I thought you were going to help me pick out a bug light.
As exciting as that sounds, the sales section is drawing me to it.
Welcome back. So to draw people to something just means to bring them in.
Okay, draw 这个字呢，你可能知道是画图的意思，但是它也有吸引的意思，不要搞错喽。那今天的句子 draw someone to something 是表示吸引哦，不是被什么东西吐到了。Okay, so there are some other words in the last sentence to look at as well, right?
That's right. It says visitors are drawn to the Grand Place for a memorable stroll across its grounds.So if something is memorable, it is easy to remember because it left a strong impression on you. A stroll is a casual walk, one that you take for pleasure rather than to get somewhere. It's just kind of walking around enjoying it. And then we've also got the plural noun grounds. Okay, it's always with an S, and it means the area of land that's part of a large building or is an area of land used for a particular purpose. In this case, to make up the Grand Place. We could also talk about the grounds of the estate or the castle grounds.
Okay, 所以呢，这边看到三个单词。首先看到 memorable 这个字 ，memory 呢这个名词你可能知道，就是回忆、记忆的意思。那它的动词 词 memorize 就是记起来，那我后面再加句尾我们加上 able A-B-L-E 表示呢有能力的，所以呢能被记起来的 memorable 就是形容这个东西很有记忆点，很特别，很难忘。那课文呢就是说游客被吸引到这里来是为了什么东西呢？ A memorable stroll， stroll 呢表示散步的意思，那这个散步呢不是特别去哪里，就是逛逛而已，到处走闲晃的意思。那最后呢看到 ground， 这边是复数 grounds， 那先讲一下 ground 这个字，没有复数的，这个字呢表示地板或是地面，例如呢你在饭店或百货公司一楼呢它可能会写 G 不是写 E， 那就是呢 ground floor 表示地面那一层楼。那这边呢注意到我们总是用复数 grounds， grounds 呢不是指地板，它是指一个地方或是一个范围的意思。
OK， let's get on with our article. Next it says many meaning many visitors spend evenings there as well, staying for the concerts that are held nightly along with modern sound and light shows. So a concert, C-O-N-C-E-R-T, concert is a musical performance either by one person or by a band or an orchestra. We could say the band will play two concerts in Taipei. We can also use the word show in the same way, sound and light shows, and we've got band playing shows. Now, these concerts take place nightly in the Grand Place, meaning they take place every night.
OK, 课文说呢这边除了散散步之外，很多游客呢晚上也会来到这边 as well, 就是我们中文说的也。但是为了什么呢？ Concert 这个字呢就是指音乐会，不管是呢在国家音乐厅的这个交响乐演奏，或者是伍佰这个演唱会，这些呢都可以叫做 concert。 那你也可以用另外一个字 show。 那举办一场演唱会呢，你可以用这个课文这个动词，它是用 held 呢是 hold 的过去式，所以 hold a concert 就是呢举办一场演唱会。那呢刚刚 Pat 讲到另外一个 take place 呢，我们中文呢一样是说举办哦，但是呢注意到这个主词是不一样的，如果我们用 hold 的话它的这个主词是主办人，那如果我们用 take place 的话它的主词是这个活动，有点不一样。 OK, so next the article says the theme for the event is chosen by the non-profit organization Tapis de Fleurs.
That's it, yeah. So a theme, T-H-E-M-E, theme can mean the subject of something, but also the ideas that inspire or are seen throughout a particular work of art. For example, the theme of the play Macbeth is the destructive power of ambition.
OK, theme 这个字呢中文就是主题，比方说一个 party 的主题或是一个戏剧的主题。那另外像是六福村的迪士尼那种主题乐园呢，主题乐园嘛，所以我们英文也说 theme park. OK, the article explains more about this organization. It says the group is made up of artists, designers and other creative workers who work together on a committee.
So a designer, D-E-S-I-G-N-E-R, designer is a person who designs things for a living.They make and look at the plans of something before it is made, like clothes, the insides of houses, and more. A designer is also needed to build sets for movies and plays.
OK, 那 designer 这个字呢我们中文就是说设计师，那看到设计的动词呢是 design, 我们后面加上 ER 呢就变成做设计的人，也就是设计师。那这个设计师呢可以是时尚设计师 fashion designer, 或者是室内设计师 interior designer. OK, so I guess designers have to be creative, right?
They do indeed. The word creative, C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E, creative, is an adjective that describes a person who has a good imagination and is good at things like art, writing, painting, music, and other things of that sort. Creative people are good at coming up with new and different ideas.
OK, 所以呢认识 creative 之前先看一下 create 这个动词，它就是创造的意思，例如呢圣经里面说上帝创造的世界 God created the world, 那这个形容词 creative 就是呢形容很有创造力的，也就是我们中文说很有创意的意思哦。所以呢当一个设计师 designer 呢他就必须要非常的怎么样 creative, 做一些别人没有做过的事情。 So what do these creative people do? The article says this team spends a year planning for the occasion.
An occasion, O-C-C-A-N, occasion is a particular event or the time that the event takes place. So in this case, we're saying the occasion, so we know which one we're talking about, the special flower festival at the Grand Place.
Okay, occasion 这个字呢，它是指特别的活动。你可能看过另外一个字 event， 表示呢一个特别的事件或是一个活动。比方说呢一个晚宴啊，或者是一个什么样特别，像是演唱会也可以算是一个特别的场合。
So the first part of our article finishes by saying, together they choose the flower carpet's design.Which colors to use and how many flowers to buy.
Okay, we'll learn more about this subject tomorrow, but now it's time for today's For You chat question.
For You chat.
So today's question kind of relates to this idea of this whole area being covered in flowers. Okay, it's a pretty cool idea. And the question is,If you were to make an art piece using only flowers, what would you make? Okay, art with flowers and nothing else.
Art with flowers.
Yes.
Since we're talking about art, the first thing come to my mind is the Japanese, like, ikebana thing. It's like...
I don't know what that is.
It's like they have artists, they will have to wear kimono,、mm-hmm. and they will have to arrange the flowers.
Oh, okay, like a special kind of flower arranging.
Yes, yes,
All
yes.
right, I see. That's a cool idea.
And what about you, Pat?
Well, I've got a couple of ideas.
Okay.
One of them comes from、a book. If anybody is familiar with the TV show Game of Thrones...
Okay.
The books from that. The knight, there is a knight, Sir Loras Tyrell, the Knight of Flowers, and in the books, he wears an entire cloak made of like 1,000 blue lilies and stuff like that.
Okay.
He's got flowers all over his armor, which is kind of cool. You could also make a floral clock.Which is a type of clock. It's almost like a year-round clock.
Okay.
And the different flowers open at different times of the year. So it kind of works as like a time-telling kind of thing. They're quite...popular in different cities in Europe. With flowers, you could also press them in a book.
Okay.
Pick them, you press them so they're preserved. Like you mentioned, you could arrange them in a bouquet. You could make a collage, which is where you take each of the petals, the flowers, and sort of make them in different pictures. So when you step back...You see the big picture.
Ah, okay.
Like, okay, so I've got a lot of yellow flowers, and I put them there, and blue ones here, and it looks like a beach, for example.
Like you're drawing it with the petals.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're colouring in a picture, something like that. Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today, but please join us again tomorrow to learn more about the flowers at the Grand Place in Brussels, Belgium. We'll talk to you again then. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Buried in flowers at Brussels Grand Place. It's summer in Brussels, Belgium, and the air is sweet with the smell of flowers at the Grand Place. That's because every other year, this historic center is covered with a fresh and colorful flower carpet of begonias. The amazing arrangement is huge.77 meters by 24 meters. Nearly 1 million begonias are used and put in place by more than 100 gardeners. This striking sight draws visitors to the Grand Place for a memorable stroll across its grounds. Many spend evenings there as well, staying for the concerts that are held nightly, along with modern sound and light shows.The theme for the event is chosen by the non-profit organization Tapis de Fleurs. The group is made up of artists, designers, and other creative workers who work together on a committee. This team spends a year planning for the occasion. Together, they choose the flower carpet's design, which colors to use, and how many flowers to buy.
Vocabulary Review.
Historic. This historic building was built before World War I. Arrangement. The arrangement of desks in this classroom makes it easier for students to work together. Concert. Jessa loved almost every song the band played at their concert. Designer. The fashion designer sewed an unusual dress with many bright patterns and colors. Creative. Francis is very creative. He loves to draw and write stories. Occasion. Connor will give a short speech at the beginning of this special occasion.